Welcome back to Make It Happen on Power 750 WAUG and MyWAUG.com. I'm Cash Michaels. There are at least 4 million military veterans in our nation, many of whom live right here in North Carolina, which has a good share of military bases. How are our brave veterans being connected to the vital services and benefits that they need? Well, to answer these questions and more, we go to Dougie Johnson, the director of the Wake County Veterans Services Office. Dougie, welcome to Make It Happen on Power 750 WAUG.
Hey, Cash, how you doing? Thanks for having me on the show.
Listen, there's so much going on, but your office provides an extraordinary service. Talk about the Veterans Services Office and what you do on a daily basis.
Absolutely. My office assists veterans and their families in obtaining VA benefits, and we do it with a smile. We're an office of veterans serving veterans. Gary Rayford has been with our office for close to 20 years. He was a captain in the Army, and it's a blessing to have him on staff because he's a walking, talking encyclopedia of veteran services. It was veterans benefits. He's been around through the many changes in VA legislation, and we're glad to have him on board. Paul Orman is a part-timer, but he doubles up as a chaplain in the U.S. Army Reserves. And so he gives that perspective, as far as the case management piece, as far as being able to relate to veterans that are actively serving or just recently been released because he's still serving. So we're glad to have him on board. And then Sonia Bridges is the glue that keeps us all together. She's my frontline person. She keeps us all honest, and we're glad to have her. And I'm the administrator. I'm actually out in the community, spreading the gospel about what we do. I take many meetings. I help formulate focus groups, so that we can give a better product to our veterans.
Mm-hmm. So tell us exactly what kind of services does your office provide?
Okay, we actually offer facilitation through the claims process, the VA claims process. There are many, many types of claims that veterans can go after under the VA. There's disability claims, and there's two disability programs offered by the VA. You have VA compensation, where veterans are basically claiming that they're suffering from a service-related condition, and then you have non-service connection pension benefits, where veterans who served during the wartime era who don't have a whole lot of money but they have considerable medical expenses can get some relief in that regard. We also help with facilitating VA healthcare enrollment, which is a pretty substantial benefit, especially, with the country being on the heels of, the economic adversity a few years back. We're finding a lot of veterans looking to get their healthcare option through the VA. And then, there's the ever-present education benefits, which is, why most veterans probably sign up to get in the military. They look on the back end and how, they're able to go to school. So we have veterans that are looking to file education benefits as well. Those are the main three.
I'm intrigued with the fact that the county has established an office to work with veterans, and I have no problem with that, but I'm intrigued with the fact that the county is doing it as opposed to, say, the state or the feds.
Right. Well, we do partner with the North Carolina Division of Veterans Affairs. We're actually accredited through the North Carolina Division of Veterans Affairs. They have so if you kind of looked at it as a hierarchy, we're the local county veterans. We're the people on the ground actually filing the claims, and then you have the state office that offers training and accreditation, and then the federal VA. They're the ones that manage the actual benefits. They make all the decisions. The first look you get when you file a disability claim, you get a high-level bureaucratese six-pager that, scares you. And, because we have we're familiar with the process, the VA nuances, so forth and so on, and we most of the time are able to use our contacts in Winston-Salem, where the VA regional office is housed. It's they have a better chance at getting what they want or what they've already earned by coming through our office or, you know, going to someone that's going to, you know, that's an advocate, someone that knows what they're doing, and that's accredited through the VA, than trying to go about it themselves.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, all of us have been watching the news. We're aware of what's going on as far as the current federal shutdown, and we really have no idea when this will end. On your end, are you seeing or has any of what you're doing been impacted by the federal shutdown as it relates to veterans?
Mainly, I think veterans are pretty much watching the news, and they, you know, they know that their benefits haven't been affected yet. But we've had to field a few telephone calls this week. You know, folks getting nervous and wondering if the VA was going to shut down. Folks that don't understand my role or the role of my office or how we're funded, you know, because we work so closely with VA benefits, we're oftentimes confused with being the VA. If the shutdown continues, that the VA benefits for many veterans, millions of veterans, I think it was 4 million veterans that may be affected, it may affect them as early as next week. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Mm-hmm. So now, once again, in closing, Dougie, and thank you for correcting me on that. Cute name, by the way. Okay, so what? Where is your office located, and what are your offices in case folks need to visit?
Okay, we are located at 3000 Falstaff Road. We're here from 8:30 to 5 o'clock every day. We understand that there's some veteran customers that may not have the ability to come to our office, so we do offer hours at the Wake County Regional Centers. We're at the Northern Regional Center, the second Wednesday of each month, which is up in Wake Forest. We're at the Eastern Regional Center out in Zebulon on the third Wednesdays. And then the fourth Wednesdays, we're at the Southern down in Fuquay Varina. We also have the ability to make home visits for those veterans who are shut in.
Dougie Johnson, thank you. Make It Happen is a Cashworks HD production. I'm Cash Michaels. Make sure you get the latest edition of the Carolinian newspaper on newsstands right now. You take care. You keep a smile on your face. Have an excellent weekend. And please keep Power 750 WAUG in your life. Bye-bye.